So what are we going to get started with, Drew?
I think we are going to get started with some gorillas tonight.
For the pack, and before long, they allowed me to join in and sing their song.
Garden Gnomes. The song goes out to Garden Gnomes.
Thank you.
That was Sigur Rós with Hoppy Pola. And before that, that was Explosions in the Sky, Your Hand and Mine.
Both incredible bands.
Also, interestingly enough, they're both almost instrumental. Explosions in the Sky is, of course, an instrumental band. But Sigur Rós is an Icelandic band. But what they do is their lyrics are, I'm not sure the ratio, but let's just say half Icelandic and half made up. Because the idea is
Hopelandish,
you don't...
right?
sure.
No, that that's what Graham told me, is that the language they invented was called Hopelandish, and I think that's cool.
Yeah, well, it's they decided to just not really create their own language, but go off the idea of...
Kind of like muddle it.
No, that they're, you don't need lyrics to have their instrument be voice, and you don't know what they're saying, but it's still beautiful and it has meaning, so, you know... One phrase, musical phrase, could be have five different meanings, five different days, and it's the same made up words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's the fact that, you know, they can sing like that, and people won't be able to understand them, but it's more.
But they do. They understand them to a different level.
Yeah,
to a
point.
Level. That's
to, more on more on an emotional scale than just listening to the lyrics, like,
and being told what to think. Yeah, I
mean, granted, most music is up to the listener's interpretation, but, you know, that takes it to a whole new level, providing, you know, multiple levels of kind of emotional understanding. I get it.
No, it's just, I don't know. Instrumental music is powerful. Powerful. This is Love Is My Religion by Ziggy Marley.
Love is my religion.
So don't let nobody stop us. Free spirits have to soar. With you I share the gift, the gift that we now know. Is my religion. Love is my religion. All we need is love. All we need is love. All we need is love.
That was Everlong by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Before that, Love Is My Religion by Ziggy Marley. Hello.
Hi.
That's a freak.
No, I prefer the term creeper.
Creep dog.
My name's Sea Dog, yo. Dog, what's up, word, yo.
Well, anyway, I'm really sad because the Foo Fighters have stopped playing, really, because,
What?
Yeah, well, what? Because, what's his name? Lead singer and guitarist.
You know, it's kind of a good trade-off, because...
Dave Grohl. He is currently playing with them, Crooked Vultures, a band who I'm not too fond of, with John Paul Jones and some rat-faced guitarist. Well, he's playing drums now, like he did in Nirvana, Dave Grohl is. And he's playing with some rat-faced guitarist singer from Queens of the Stone Age.
Why do you use the term rat-faced?
Well, because I don't like him.
I think
he may have a lovely face. I don't know. But
I think Keith Richards looks like a raisin, but I don't go around saying, well,
no,
yes,
I'm not talking about
actually.
His appearance. I just don't like him. I mean, I'm sure he's a good guitarist, but he's not that good of a singer, and they don't really feature John Paul Jones. And if you're going to have a, whatever, not epic band, but super band, whatever the kids are calling them nowadays, you know, your biggest guy, I mean, that all of the old guys are going out and buying the CD for.
Yeah.
And you feature him, like, on Keys' one song and his bass line, of course. And Led Zeppelin, his songs aren't always, I mean, that large in charge, because he's just a beast and can kind of sit back and jam out on the bass. Even less.
Really? Just do, do.
Wait, we'll play. Well, okay, we're going to play some Zeppelin now. But first, we're going to play some Chili Peppers, who also... They've been on hiatus for a really long time, but their guitarist, John Frusciante, left their band, which is sad because I really want to see him. Well, he was never into the big whole...
You know, I don't want to say I'm not too disappointed, but I am kind of disappointed because I didn't know the Foo Fighters stopped playing, but, you know, it's kind of...
I think they're on hiatus, actually.
I think it's an interesting trade-off, though, because Sublime is back together now. I had to whip that one out on you.
I'm not a fan of them. For you refrats that know the song, no, that's just crude. Here we go. Chili Peppers, Aeroplane. Good song. I'm actually not sure if John Frusciante was with him at this time. I'll tell you afterwards.
I don't think so.
Looking in my rearview mirror, must push her forth inside of me.
Hello, beautiful people. It's definitely your thing, I'm sorry.
Hello, I just you really like beautiful it. People.
I just think it's really sexy. It's good. That's, I like it.
Thank you.
What? Did you just do like an Arnold Schwarzenegger thank you?
Elmo says thank you.
And that's his sexy voice, people.
Elmo is surprised.
Okay, so I saw a movie this week called Easy Rider. What the hell is that movie about?
I don't know. Let's look it up on Wikipedia.
No, it's basically just a bunch of people driving in the desert and then doing drugs. That's really all I got from it. There was like one really funny scene where Jack Nicholson did drugs for the first time, and I think we may have to play it because it's really, really funny.
How about we don't play it? How about we post it?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds a lot better.
But, I really, if you know what it's about, feel free to call in at 1-888-212-CLICK. That's 5545 for you people that have trouble with...
And I actually know how to work the phones now, so do it!
Yeah, call in if you have anything to say.
Yes, actually...
But your time window is short. If you have anything to say about that movie, Easy Rider, what a bizarre movie. 69, but it's really got a really great soundtrack.
You know what I just recently started getting into? I know I'm going to go off on a nerd note here, but I've been starting to get into Halo again.
Why'd you decide to tell us this?
I don't know, just things that we've... what about you? What have you recently, like... that you loved and you stopped doing and then you just recently got back into? Is there anything?
I haven't really been doing anything obsessive lately. I've been writing a new song, a couple of those are good. Well, anyway, people don't care about our lives.
True, you never stop writing songs. That's the problem, though.
Yeah, maybe a little. No, that's definitely not true. Okay, well, here we go. Unfunky Funky UFO. Mm-hmm. Give up that funk.
Oh, yeah.
But God! bottom at the evil wall, crept up and slipped away with her, yeah. I think nothing happened to you.
My baby.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Pretty good.
That's good. We're back.
Hi.
Oh, wow. That is one of the creepiest outfits I've ever seen. No, I was talking about this Tour de Fat stuff. Tour de Fat was amazing. That is really cool. Oh, wow, a tank bike.
Yeah, it's really cool. So now we're going to play you more music for your ear hole pleasure. We like it when your ear hole has pleasure in it.
You scare me.
Some days I scare myself. All right. Well, that was Led Zeppelin.
You scare me so much, I want to go cry in the corner in the fetal position.
Sometimes I do that myself. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
We all cry in fetal position sometime.
Oh, yeah. What? Wait, what? No, what? Eh?
It's alright, Kieran. It's alright.
I think I'm good. Sort of. Maybe, not really. Okay.
Alright, well.
Well, what?
Here we go. Let's play some White Stripes. Dead Leaves on the Dirty Ground. Very good song by the White Stripes. And we'll leave you with that. I hope your ear holes enjoy it. And pretty soon we're going to have some technology music for you guys.
Stop calling it.
It's quite enjoyable stuff right there. Here we go. Dead Leaves on the Dirtiest of the Ground.
Click. We'll be right back.
drink and tell you what he loves the most. And you know why you love at all if you're thinking of the Holy Ghost. If you're thinking of the Holy Ghost.
Sorry about that, folks.
Oh, man, dude.
Sorry. We have a good story for you now. A really good story. All right. One moment.
No, don't do that.
All right. Hey, we're back. Well, so here's what just happened and why there was that break. Well, we got thirsty, so we decided to go to the 7-Eleven real quick, just a block, not a block, two buildings away. And so, we didn't have any money for cups. So I went up to the guy while Kieran was
I hate you.
Away, not really paying attention. I was like, we'll trade you a dance for some cups of water. And so he had to wait on some guy. And then Kieran started dancing for him in the middle of the 7-Eleven, and we got our cups of water. So sorry about that, Wade, but some of us were very, very thirsty. I got one more song for you, and then it's Kieran Gleason's turn to jive and groove and manipulate your minds with his technology music.
I'll be waiting.
All right, now while I get the second song started up, Kieran, why don't you talk about technology music?
You know, actually, my first question is, I wonder how many people emptied in their pants when I said I'll be waiting.
Oh, Kieran. Kieran. All right, now explain technology music to these people.
So one day, once upon a time, a man found this strange metal box in the middle of a field. This man was pretty much an ordinary man. He was a farmer, and he lived out in the country. So one day, he found this silver metal box with a bunch of black jeweled knobs on it.
This sounds a lot like
Did I give you permission to interrupt me?
How Mormonism was started. Some guy found, like, a book in a metal box in the hill. Continue.
Okay. That's... Wow. Okay, anyway. So he found this metal box. And upon this metal... Do you want me to knock all your teeth out?
No, continue. I'm sorry.
Okay, so he found this metal box, and on it were all these jeweled handles with obsidian and sapphires and rubies. And so he decided, well, I wonder what the strange box does and why it has all these knobs on it. And so he turned one, and this high-pitched squeal came out, like, woo! And he looked around the field more, and was like, I wonder, are there any more? He found several large boxes and two strange rotating disc things. So when he decided, and he dug in the ground, and he found all these metal and plastic roots, and he decided, I wonder what happens if I connect the roots to the boxes. So he connects the roots to the boxes, and then out of nowhere, he hears this deep rumbling. You have created the ultimate setup, and out of the ultimate sacrifice, and out of the ground, these two towering obsidian speakers brush up and knock away trees and grass and dirt. And so he decides to take some of the leftover roots that he dug up, and he plugs them into the speakers, and he starts playing this strange kind of beep 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 music, and everybody's like, wow, that is some awesome music. And then
technology music rose from the ground into dumb kids' minds that had no lives and that sat in their parents' basements playing Halo. And they thought, if we stomp around and act like birds in a mating ritual to this, we'll be pretty cool cats. And so that's where technology music came from.
Believe it or not, technology music and ravers actually came from...
Here we go. He's back.
I hate you. Okay, don't do that.
But anyway, this is my last song.
Okay, I'll finish the story afterwards. I'll leave you waiting.
This is Learning to Fly by Pink Floyd. Thank you for listening.
If I had an affair with Tiger Woods, now look...
Buffering. Whatever. I'm sorry about that.
That's why I told you to let him load.
Yeah, really. Just technology and technology music. It's just the downfall of today's society. That's why all of you, if I was true to my morals, and if I really believed that, I would tell you to smack your computer and shut off our ugly voices.
Why do I have caps locked on?
I enjoy listening to our ugly voices and our ugly music. Because we're all ugly people. But because Ryan Beats Radio believes that everybody is beautiful people on the inside.
I don't.
Alright, thank you for listening. Cool, 8:30 exactly. So once again, the technology music...
Hang on, I'm trolling.
That's what I was telling you guys. This technology music is for kids with no lives that sit in their parents' basement. And then they believe that they can actually do things by squawking around and stomping. Or jumping. Alright. Now, are you ready, Kyokir? Well, since he's doing that.
Yeah.
technology music.
Okay, so the end of the story is they actually found some more lights and stuff, and they created a rave, and then technology music was born. Ta-da!
Ha-ha! Technology music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's not just a bunch of people stamping around the basement. It's actually got a deeper meaning. It's about community. And until you figure that out for yourself, I don't think you really can understand it in any way possible.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just think technology music is cool and hip and jive, and all of you people should go be hip, cool, and jive, and go trade water for dancing. And once you do that, then you can come and be on Rockin' Beats Radio. Yeah, that's a promise. If any of you cool hipsters,
yeah,
and jivers want to go trade a dance for some sort of food.
Go to 7-Eleven.
And you can prove to us, then you guys can come on Rockin' Beats and be just as lame as us.
But we're really not that lame.
To some.
Okay, so anyway, I'm going to start my show off with one of my... Don't you do it. Don't you do it. I will de-mic you right now. See, I told you.
That was easy.
I'll de-mic myself, too. Okay. Anyway, so I'm going to start my set with... Vaccine Berlin by Tay Deadmau, and he is awesome. I actually found out his real name. His real name is Joel Zimmerman.
Let's hear Sexomatic. I ask him for this every
single... Yeah, he does. It's not on YouTube.
No, but it's on his iPod, and he doesn't bring his iPod.
I brought my iPod Shuffle, but I didn't bring my... They don't have the same kind of music. Anyway, so here's Deadmau. Love you. Bye.
That's really loud. No, it's illegal.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
Because he doesn't want people to know, so...
Yes, he does.
No, I'm friends with him. I hang out a lot with him.
No, you don't. He's from London.
Yeah, but he comes to Fort Collins all the time, and he flies me out to
D Mike.
He flies me out to Breckenridge a lot.
He's only been to Fort Collins or Colorado even like twice. You know that, right?
Yeah, I was to come see me. He's actually coming to Denver soon.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, he's coming to Denver soon.
Dead Mouse playing in Denver. Let's check it on Google. There are a couple of really good events coming up. Like, I really want to go to Skylab if it hasn't already been going on. Anyway.
Yeah, but Joel's a cool guy. Once again, you guys should call into 1-888-212.
Yes, we are very bored.
K-L-I-K.
And, what are the numbers for K-L-I-K, since none of us can...
5545. Pretty difficult to do.
For me, it is. Because I don't want to have to figure out, you know, which letters are on which keys.
And that's why Kieran goes to Polaris.
And that's why I'm better than you.
Well, anyway, let's have some...
Yeah, let's have some...
Hard style?
No.
You don't like hard style anymore? Thank heavens.
I don't.
Is the worst kind of technology music out there.
There are some good ones that, like, have a little bit more than just... Like, I like old school hard style, where it was more about the rhythm and stuff. Alright, anyway, so here's some more wonderful... Electro music. It is
go.
Melodica by Stimming. Are gonna have somebody call in.
Really?
Yeah. So,
all right, let's go.
Blah, 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 da, da, da.
So, what is he doing?
Nothing much. I'm staring at a bunch of flashing lights.
Oh. How hard is it to tie your shoes in the morning for you?
Not that hard. Oh, but. Dip, dip, dip.
We have a caller.
I think it's working? I don't know. Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Misha. Yes. Okay, so we can hear you now.
Okay, yay.
And you can... I did the phones correctly! Yay, I'm so proud of myself!
I still have to figure that out.
Okay, so we can hear you now.
Yay.
I'm not sure we,
Yeah, you should turn your computer...
quite right, because we've got,
No, you should turn your computer down.
I still have to figure that out.
Okay, something's... This is strange.
Yeah. Are you still there, Misha?
Yeah, it's weird because I was listening to you on my computer and the talking is off, so I turned off my computer sound or else I'm talking to you after you talk.
Well, cool.
Yay, so... So what do you have to talk to us about?
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, I had an interesting experience in my car today. Actually, my mom's car.
Do tell.
I can't talk today. I went to a drum workshop today, and the band pretty much decided to all give me their drums on the way home. So I was in a convertible with three people, three bass drums, two djembes, a snare drum, and a hapiki.
And for those who don't know, such as myself, what's a hapiki?
A hapiki is a Brazilian tom drum, but it's really high-pitched.
Oh, is it that like little thing that the big guy
was
playing?
Yeah, this guy that was he had this.
No, not that tiny one.
Who was that guy?
Oh, what's his name? Richard.
Are you fond of Richard?
No.
Yeah, really? The first song, he sounded really terrible in my opinion, because it was like offbeat, and I mean we were right next to it, but it sounded. I mean, just this big guy
it,
with
it
this
sounded
like
pretty bad.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way.
You guys sounded really good.
Mm-hmm.
Aw, thanks. It's really funny because my sister sometimes plays the biggest surdu, which is like a huge bass drum. It's about the size of her. And then he plays this tiny little drum, and they just look very entertaining next to each other.
Yeah. Okay. So that sounds very fun.
Anything else to say?
What kind of car were you guys in?
A little VW convertible.
Okay.
We had bass drums bungee corded to the roll bar.
Wow, you know, I thought convertible, and I thought, you know, maybe something a bit longer than that, but that just sounds scary.
Yeah, it's tiny. And yeah, we stopped at Big City Burrito on the way home, and I had to stay inside to keep all the drums from, or in the car to keep all the drums from falling over. And some random stolen guy came and talked to me, and the look on my sister's face was hilarious. I think she thought he was going to come kill me.
Hmm.
Why does everybody? Like, what is it?
Like, he had a bunch of tattoos and had on, like, a bandana, and my sister just stares at him like, oh, my God, Misha. Oh, my God, he's talking to you. And I was like, oh, okay, Sage.
What did he have to say? Was he interesting?
Yeah, he just came over and asked if I was in a band, and I told him about Bloco and Foco, and then he told me that he was a drummer for a living, and then he hit the drum, and he went, all right, have a good day, and walked down this alley.
Wait, was this a really old man?
He hit your drum!
I was a little bit angry, actually. I was like, you do not touch my surdu.
Wait, was this an old guy?
Kind of guy. Like 40, 50 maybe.
Was he a scruggly, gruffy-looking guy?
Kind of scruggly, not super scruggly.
Would you,
Let's cut to the chase, Drew. Who do you think it is?
There's this really cool guy in Old Town, and he's he just drums, but he kind of gets angry a lot, but he plays the drums a lot. Like, you know who I'm talking about?
Let's put it this way. Was he black?
No.
Okay, so then it's not the person we're thinking about.
Oh.
And it's the guy that plays, kind of across the street from Walrus.
Oh, yeah. He always has that sign that, like, explains the difference between a conga and, like...
Yeah, and it, like, says who he is. And, like, he's been playing for so-and-so years. I think that guy's, like, one of the coolest people I've ever met, besides Token.
Who is...
Oh, God, no, please.
The first time I met him, he picked me up and threw me up in the air.
Which is really shocking if you know Kieran.
Yeah. No, I just, like, walked up to him, hey, do you know this guy? It's like, what is his name? His name's Token. Like, J.R. Token? He's like, yeah, like, Token. He's like,
Tolkien.
Not
Token.
Tolkien. And he just walked up to me, and he asked me how much I weighed, and I was like, 190 pounds. He just picked me up. Yeah, I can do this. And starts throwing me up and down in the air.
You're
That's
kind of
just
a
weird. Was he drunk?
No. He's
you
just
sure?
He's a really nice guy. He gave
he
me a bunch of hugs afterwards. No, he doesn't.
Was he high?
No.
People can be nice and not on drugs, Misha. You of all people should know this.
I know, but normal... But, okay, most people that aren't under the influence don't grab someone and start throwing them randomly.
Well, no,
that's
not true. It wasn't like...
I do
he
that
just,
all
like,
the time.
He didn't just, like, grab me.
Yes, but you are an exception to all rules, Drew.
Oh,
well, he didn't just grab me. He's like, how much do you weigh? And I was like, 195. Oh. And then he was like, can I throw you up in the air? And I was like, sure. And so he starts throwing me up and down in the air. Like, it was a friendly thing. Like, wee... See how much how many pounds I can throw up in the
That's
air.
That's really special, man. I like that.
Yeah, he's a really cool guy. So
I should meet this guy. How old is he?
I have no idea. He's like 30, I think.
Tolkien.
Yeah.
Where does he live?
No idea.
Let's go to his house.
Okay.
Great, you guys are going to start stalking the random man.
Yeah.
Some days. But anyway, so
yeah,
I'm going to tell you the, while Kieran gets this next song set up, I'm going to tell you the story of rock. All right, well, it all started, I'm going to tell Misha and the rest of our listeners.
Believe it or not, I already have the music ready.
Oh, well, shoot.
Afterwards.
After this break. Well, Misha, thank you for calling in. We've enjoyed this ever so much.
You're welcome, that was entertaining.
Yeah.
All right, bye, Misha.
Bye.
Bye.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Thank you, Misha.
I worked the phones right. Yay!
Wait.
That was easy.
Not really. Okay, so for our next song, we're going to do one of my all-time favorites and Drew's...
My entire favorite.
Entire favorite.
Technology.
Yeah,
music.
All he cares
crap.
About. That's an instant D mic.
No, that was not crap, but it's technology.
Yeah, it's technology music. So this is The New World by Marcus Schultz.
I think we play this every time.
We do. Shut up.
The New World.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Where are my headphones? Oh, there's my headphones. Okay, and we're back with one of our favorite songs and... Laser... Oh, wait, don't... No, darn it. Laser pointer. Oh,
there's a laser in my eye. Yeah, no, that was a good song. We were dancing, and there was a kind of a crazy thing going on that legally we can't say because of copyright laws.
My sister finally accepted my friend's request on Facebook.
That's kind of sad.
Wait, my sister says my neighbors... My sister watches Big Time Rush for some reason.
Okay, well, hey.
Okay, yeah. So our next song is one of the most heartfelt songs I've ever heard from an electronic producer.
Okay, and then, yeah, then we'll talk.
Yeah, I should probably turn the phone lines off.
Yeah, there's no phones on right now, except for the one.
So we'll talk extensively, and I'll tell you a little bit about this music producer after the song. But
and then we're going to have a talk.
Sure, but we're...
For now, we're going to hear some more technology music.
All right, so this is Something About Us by Daft Punk, one of my favorite songs.
Thank you.
Okay. So tell the folks at home what you just told me about this song on YouTube. How good of a song.
Oh yeah. It's
ridiculous.
Kind of a strange thing. Oh, yeah, by the way, that song was Something About Us by Daft Punk. It's a really nice, kind of quiet song. You should check out the movie, too. It's called Interstellar 555, and it has no words to it and no script, and it's just Daft Punk's music, and it's great. I love it.
It's crazy. No. What you told me about her.
Oh, yeah. Likes and yeah, I know that. But it's such a great song that on YouTube, 2,662 people went out of their way to click the like button, and only two went out of their way to click the dislike button. That's how you tell
Googling
if it's a good
your
song.
Name, so this is how you tell folks if yeah, your is band is really making it.
Yeah.
You Google your name, and then you start Googling less and less letters of your name, and you see how many likes you get on YouTube compared to dislikes. So we've had a request for
oh no, I can't play that now. I'll play that.
Yeah, no, we're gonna play it in a bit. You requester, you'll get your request.
Eventually. So here's another one of my favorite songs. This is Rakitara by Orin Nils.
Eventually.
Bob Dole supports this message brought to you by
Fusion Hall.
Okay.
I have no idea what just happened. I was just told to say my line.
Yeah, you have
to. That's all acting really is. You just show up, say this line, eat some food, walk on a red carpet.
And be awesome.
I was actually a young actor as a small child. I did this acting camp thingy, and I had my own little thing. It was, I remember two things from that camp. First, the story.
I'm going to turn my mic off so I can laugh quietly.
I was supposed to do, I got in, I wore my father's shoes, a tie, and a big suit coat. And I had shorts on, but the suit coat covered them up, so it looked like I had no pants on. And what I did is, I think my lines were, well, I've got my shoes, I've got my socks, I've got my tie, I've got my shirt, and a couple other things, and then I would yell, but where's my pants? And then I'd run off. The other thing I learned from this school is actors never wiggle loose tooth. We had a really mean teacher, and there was kids wiggling their loose teeth, and she got all mad and said, and said, actors never wiggle loose teeth with their hands. Do it with your tongue. And so you saw this line of children go, it was odd. Two things I learned from that school. Well, really one thing, because I just learned, two if you include always checking for pants if you go to school. Well, anyway, we've got a song coming up, I hope.
Kind of. Yeah, hang on.
In a way.
Let me try to find something.
I hope you guys enjoyed that story as much as I did.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. I'm looking for it. Da-da-da, you're doing it wrong. Vote now. Yes, vote now. Okay, vote now. Click YouTube. Blah, blah, blah. There we go. This is what I have to say in reply to that.
In reply to my acting?
What you just said is one of the...
Hey.
Wait, hang on. Give it a second.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Oh, I need that to follow me around.
I award you no points and may God have mercy on your soul.
No points. And may God have mercy on
your
soul.
Where did you find this? What is this?
I'm doing it wrong!
What is that?
That's Mouse.
What you just...
Okay, so,
that's really great.
Yeah, it was an ad campaign by Deadmau to, make him the number one DJ in the world, and then somebody did, like, this little, insertion clip of it.
We're the number one DJs in the world, folks.
Yeah, it's just this, debate between McCain and Obama, and he's, like, pasted his head onto somebody else, and it says, "You're doing it wrong! You're doing it wrong!" And, yeah. So, this is Days Go By Dirty Vegas, which I play every time, so, ha!
Still a whisper on my lips, a feeling at my fingertips, it's pulling at my skin. You leave me when I'm at my worst, a feeling as if I've been cursed, a bitter cold within. Days go by and still I think of you. Days when I couldn't live my life without you. Without you.
Hello. Is there anybody?
No.
Yeah. All right, so it is time for us to peace. You know, it's kind of like...
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have...
Okay, no, yeah, right. I'm done with that.
Well, anyway, thank you for listening to another night of Rock and Beat Radio.
We hope you love it.
We love you for sure. Well, anyway, we're just going to close with a...